last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have had the privilege to invite our dear guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, Dr. Alavi, we have been talking about the futures of Mahdavi utopia, and you said there will be justice, there will be comfort and convenience, there will be security in all aspects, and now we had reached the point of education or upbringing.
Yes, among the different elements of Mahdavi utopia that we have been discussing and talking about in last series of sessions, we started from justice and then to comfort and welfare, and recently we talked about security and different aspects of security, and now we are going to talk about the upbringing and education of the human beings at the time of Mahdavi utopia. How will it be like?
Yeah.
We said that there was a mistake in Western civilization that they looked at human and the concept of humanism, and they actually looked at human only from one perspective, from one dimension, and they neglected and ignored the other dimension of the human beings.
Yes.
But in reality, we see that they are still in problem and still afflicted with lots of issues with regard to the spiritual needs of human beings, and they have not yet provided human beings with a solution for that. If they say that, okay, we have some psychologists and through psychological discussions we solve the problems, it cannot be actually accepted. And since we see the outcome is the tendency towards nihilism in many Western or Westernized cultures. So we said that in a Mahdi utopia, the problem, inshallah, hopefully, in the Mahdi utopia, this problem is again will be resolved and will be solved by the presence of the Imam, the infallible Imam, and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to shower on his servants at that time.
Yeah.
In that utopia, in that city that the people are going to live, it's not only the case of welfare and comfort of the material world and the comfort of the body. If you remember when we have been talking about the comfort and welfare, we said that Islam is not going to suggest and recommend paying attention only to the spiritual part of the human being.
Yes.
So even the material part and aspect of human being is important, right?
Now here again, only here again, the material aspect
we want to
is
say
not
that,
getting...
Okay, it's everything is not the material part of the human being. Again, the same thing is going to be repeated here.
Yeah.
Also, there is a spiritual part
an
that
equilibrium.
Needs to be... Yeah. So... As far as first, we started with the welfare and let's say comfort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to gift to human beings at the time of Mahdi utopia.
Yeah.
From the material aspect. Now, we want to say even from the spiritual aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them and will feed them with the blessings.
Yeah.
It's not only a talk about the abundance of, let's say, wealth and comfort, material one. No. Here, there is another dimension that we are going to talk about the perfection and growth. A sort of, let's say, balanced perfection and growth of human being from different aspects.
Okay.
And that earth paradise, or let's say that paradise on the earth, will not materialize unless we have all these elements together.
All right, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter the this line not forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm Dr. Ali Alavi, and we have been talking about the key features of Mahnavi Utopia. And now we have been talking about education and upbringing. Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, you said that there have been great leaders around the world who have only focused on one perspective, one aspect of human being, and the spiritual aspect has always been ignored. But when we talk of Mahnavi Utopia, the comfort zone is not only materialistic or just only spiritual. It is in balance. There's comfort in both spiritual aspect as well as the material aspect.
Yeah, definitely. We said that the education and research, let's say the upbringing of the human beings.
Yeah.
And let's say education of the spirit, let's say, the spiritual needs of human are going to be paid attention. And the moral and spiritual virtues will be looked at. Actually, these virtues are the most basic programs of emergence or the reappearance of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay.
So you see, at the same time that we have material desires obtained, the let's say spiritual requirements are also obtained by human beings.
Yes.
So the people and the let's say the pious people of that time, the people of that time are invited toward these virtues, to gain these virtues, to get involved in the education and upbringing of their own selves and their kids and, let's say, and siblings and
You remind
relatives.
Me of something. I had been talking to one of my friends a long time ago, and she was like, I am so much confused that we have a shower, we have soaps to just physically wash up ourselves, but I'm so much I'm looking for something that would wash up our soul mm-hmm. because I'm so much in need of it. And then we have very good recommendations that you can go for the recitation of Astaghfirullah, many other supplications which would wash up your souls as well. So yes, this shows...
There is something else, in this part that I'm going to mention is not related to our discussion. Attending in public gathering, congregational namaz, congregational salats,
okay,
is a way of washing the sins from the body.
Wow. So I would recommend her. But there are so many people. What I wanted to say basically, people are thirsty about growing up their spiritual aspect, spiritual part of their lives. And it's not just one person around. Everyone around, somewhere deep within their hearts, they feel their spiritual upliftment is needed.
Mm. So they have this concern at least. People have these concerns
about
their education.
Yes, that's why I showed examples. Just one. There are so many.
So we see that they are among the most basic programs of Advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. That is, inviting people towards these virtues, the human virtues. The human virtues that are quite accepted by all humans, by all the just humans, even in from different religions. And also, they are always available in all divine teachings. So these virtues, people are going to be invited towards them. And people, righteous people, are trained to build an ideal and righteous city.
Yes.
So they will all move toward this ideal.
We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are talking about the key features of Mahdavi utopia. Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, you said that in that ideal time, in that ideal state, people will not develop just from the material aspect. There'll be a very good spiritual upliftment. They'll go to all those virtues will be attained by people.
And also the righteous people will be invited towards this human virtues, towards this divine virtues that even, as I said, it's among the basic programs of the Mahdavi utopia. And people will be trained also. Those who have not this readiness to do it by themselves, they are trained to go towards that. I'll refer to some hadith now to see that how these actually education and trainings are going to happen.
All right.
And how the importance is going to be given not only to the material aspect and dimension of human being, but also to the spiritual aspect of it. We have in hadith that there at that time, along with achieving financial wealth, look, very beautiful, along with the financial wealth, achieving the financial wealth. So it means material aspect of the human is observed. People will benefit from heart and soul richness. So they will find this richness of heart and soul. Again, another hadith. And along with the completion of blessings and abundance of wealth, they will reach the perfection of morals and human virtues.
Okay.
So a society without human virtues is not a society, rather it's a jungle.
It is.
Yeah. So we are going to find a sort of difference at that time, at the time of Mahdavi government and Mahdavi utopia. So at that time, the relations of the peoples are based on the high divine virtues.
Yeah.
That are accepted worldwide by all the freedom seekers.
Yeah.
Again, in another narration we read, moral resentments will be eradicated from the hearts. So people are not going to grow grudges inside their own selves and in their hearts.
Yeah. We have that from family to the social aspect. We have that everywhere,
definitely,
unfortunately.
From everyone. So it's not that, for example, we keep grudges of the people inside our hearts. Again, we have that telling lies and deceits and inhumanity in social relations give its place to one-sidedness and monotony. That is, people will find everyone in the true sense. People will find anyone in their real colors. And in fact, it is in such a context that prosperity, justice, and security also regain their meaning. They find their meanings back.
Okay.
This is the wording of the hadith I'm actually narrating for you. All in all, we see that this coherence and coercion between the people can be found in the Mahdavi utopia. So from a human is being looked from different angles, from different dimensions, and not only the material needs of a human, but also the spiritual needs and requirements of human beings are seen and are attained.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ali Alavi. We all hope for that society. And as usual, very eagerly, I am again reciting this dua. Allahumma ajjal walik al faraj. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our beloved Imam. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.